Hello, everybody. Welcome to Down with Lucha Libre, the Christmas episode. And I am your host, Todd Sudano. I'm sitting here with
Jesse Matthews.
And today we learned that it does not feel like Christmas outside of Memphis.
No.
It's like, what, like in the 40s right now?
It feels like it, but it really don't even feel that cold.
It's not even, to me, it's not even the weather that makes it not seem like Christmas, more so than just like how it looks outside, I guess. Like, it's real gloomy. There's not a lot of Christmas lights anywhere, except for in my dining room right now, because we're sitting next to my Christmas tree. And
still feels like it's Halloween.
It really does. Like, it's hard to believe that. First, it's hard to believe that Thanksgiving was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And it's hard to believe that it's not November anymore.
It's like, hard to believe that it's like already halfway through December, pretty much.
And when we're recording this, obviously it's not Christmas, but this is going to go up on December 23rd, the night before Christmas Eve, or it's going to go up next week, depending on if we do know the Christmas pod, which we haven't decided. We may end up doing that. So it's either going to go up next week, or it's going to go up December 23rd. So with that being said, let's get this shit going.
Yeah.
I was doing research on like Xmas movies last night, because you know, like, the thing I read about with Christmas movies is they do pretty well in theaters, because holidays, people want to go see a movie, they see a Christmas movie, but when they're released on DVD, they don't really do that well, because no one wants to see a Christmas movie in like April.
Yeah.
So like, you have movies like, I'm trying to think of a movie that just came out not that long ago. It was about, what was it? Rise of the Guardians, I believe. Or maybe in, I think it was Rise of the Guardians. Came out around Christmas time a couple years ago and didn't get released on DVD until damn near the following Christmas.
That's way too long.
I know, but that way people would be like, oh, it's a Christmas movie, let's buy it for our kids.
Yeah.
And like,
makes sense.
It makes sense. I mean, like, think about if Disney released a Santa Claus in like July. Do you think people would actually see it?
I don't know, but I love the Santa Claus, though.
I do, too. What would you say your favorite, like, Christmas movie is, really?
My favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
I really like the Santa Claus movie, not 2 and 3. Have you ever seen 2 and 3?
I've seen 2, not 3.
2 is pretty good. 3, neither one of them are really that good, but I still kind of like them just because it's Tim Allen.
Yeah.
And it's the Santa Claus, even though the movies actually just are not nowhere near as good as the first one. Probably, a pretty generic answer to this is Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty not very exotic answer, but I think that's probably one of my, if not my favorite.
Would you like to know what I really, honest to God, think my favorite Christmas movie is?
What's that?
Friday After Next.
Oh. I hate that movie.
I love that movie.
I don't know. I don't know if I can say I hate it. I've only seen it one time. I probably need to go back and watch it.
Terry Crews is awesome in it. Cat Williams was funny in it. Mike Epps is hilarious. Ice Cube was there. I really liked the movie. I thought it was a funny-ass movie. And that and probably, like, A Christmas Story, or, like you said, Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. Also, what's another one? Just thinking of that. Home Alone.
Yeah.
I really like Home Alone a lot.
That was an awesome segue, because did you know that Home Alone is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
I did not know that.
It released in 1990, and it was made for $18 million and went on to make $285 domestically and $476 million worldwide.
Man, I hope Macaulay Culkin got a good chunk of that money.
I think actually what happened was he got a good chunk of the money, and then his parents stole most of it.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember something hearing or reading something like that happened.
You know, there's a few things you can always look forward to on Christmas. Do you know what they are?
Christmas songs?
Christmas songs, yeah, but I was thinking more derivative, kind of. Like, you can always look forward to a marathon of Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah, so. You can always the TV specials.
Yeah, TV
all
specials.
The TV
and
series.
Always look forward to the NBA on Christmas Day.
Yes.
And this year, there are 5 games on Christmas Day. 10 teams will be playing on Christmas.
I cannot wait till the Grizzlies get one of these games.
And do you know what the games are?
I can't even. I know them, but I can't think of them. I've read them before.
The first game on the Christmas Day marathon of NBA is the Washington Wizards versus the New York Knicks. at noon Eastern time.
Is that it? Do you know if that's in New York or in Washington? I hope it's in New York.
I think it is in New York. Because I think it's Washington at New York.
Yeah.
But they playing at noon Eastern time on ESPN. The second game is San Antonio Spurs versus the Oklahoma City Thunder at 2:30 Eastern on ABC. The third is the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Miami Heat playing at 4 p.m. on ABC.
That'll be a fun game to watch.
The fourth is the Lakers versus the Bulls at 8 p.m. Eastern on TNT.
Is that in Chicago or at...
Yeah, in Chicago.
Okay, that's
and
good.
The last one, which in my opinion is going to be the funnest one to watch, is the Clippers versus the Warriors at 10:30 p.m. on ABC and Oakland.
Oakland!
That's
going to
be a fun game. It's always fun seeing Stephen Curry like outplay Chris Paul. I put Stephen Curry in the top three point guards in the league right now. You know, Rajon Rondo, this has nothing to do with Chris Paul, but I'm going to say this. Rajon Rondo, as much as I love the Celtics, said in an interview that he, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant are the three best players in the NBA right now. He is saying he's a better player than Stephen Curry. How do you feel about that? He's saying that he's better than Mike Conley.
There's no way in hell Rondo right now is better than Mike Conley.
No.
I like Rondo. I loved when the Lakers and the Celtics were both really good, and they kind of renewed the rivalry from the 80s. 2 years in a row in the finals, and they both won a game or won a series. I really liked that. Like, it's funny. Like, I really liked Paul Pierce, but I really hated Paul Pierce when he was a Celtic. He was such a little bitch.
I mean, the Celtics are always, for years, have been my Eastern Conference team. There's something about them always. Like, I think it's maybe just like the Boston aspect of it. Or I just always thought their jerseys looked cool
when
I was a kid.
You pretend you were Irish, too?
No, I never did that. No. My last name's Suliano, sir, I'm Italian.
I can name about five people that pretend to be Irish.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Clippers-Warriors game is going to be a great game to watch. It's going to be a fast-paced game, assuming Big Baby isn't in the game. But the thing that I wanted to bring up is, like, the Knicks playing on Christmas is like the Detroit Lions playing on Thanksgiving. It's always going to happen regardless of what their record looks like.
Yeah. Probably the same for the Lakers, actually.
Yeah.
Because the Lakers are not good this year. I think they played on Christmas last year.
Yeah.
They were not good last year either.
And the Knicks have the ugliest damn Christmas jerseys ever. Green and orange. Nothing about that looks cool. But, you know, they're playing the Wizards, and, well, like, how do you feel about the fact that, like, the Knicks and the Wizards have a game on Christmas, but, like, the Grizzlies don't? I mean, obviously, they couldn't go into the season knowing how the Knicks are going to be this season. But the fact that the Grizzlies have been one of the top teams the past 4 years, and they still don't have a Christmas game.
It really seems like... I understand how they got to do it, because they got to do, like, an East Coast game, like, early... And then, like, the next two are kind of central games. We should be able to get the second or third game, damn it.
Yeah, I believe that if they would have made the San Antonio and OKC game, the Grizzlies against OKC, it would have been a great fucking game.
Yes.
People would have tuned in for that. Because Kevin Durant's back, Russell Westbrook is back. Kevin Durant, he's back, right? I think he is.
Yeah, Durant's finna be back.
Yeah, and Westbrook is back. And both teams would have been healthy. It would have been a great game.
They'll say, oh, well, you can't put Memphis in because Memphis might be a good team, but, you know, they're a small market team. Then put us at the Clippers on that night game. People will tune in to watch Blake Griffin, so who cares who they're
playing? They're a small market team, but is OKC. So is fucking San Antonio,
but they got,
really.
Well, San Antonio is, but OKC, they got Durant, so he's a superstar. And people still don't want to say Mark's a superstar.
But honestly, like, I don't know how I feel about it. Because on one hand, the players, like, it sucks that they don't have that national exposure. Although the game against the Warriors is going to be on ESPN.
Thank goodness.
And last year, there were six games on ESPN and TNT. This year, there's one game on ESPN. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. But, awful.
On one hand, it's cool that they're getting national exposure like that. On one hand, it's cool that they... Or it sucks that they're not getting the national exposure playing on ABC, TNT, or ESPN. But on the other hand, it's great for the players who get to not have to worry about going to work on Christmas.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm pretty sure even, like, as much money as you can make playing for the Dallas Cowboys, I'm pretty sure every Thanksgiving the player's like, shit, can't someone else do it once?
Do we have to do this every single year? I'm pretty sure, like, Tony Romo hasn't had a real Thanksgiving dinner in 10 years.
Jerry Jones hasn't either.
Oh, and Jerry Jones hasn't had one in, like, 20 or 30 years.
Jerry Jones doesn't know what Thanksgiving is anymore.
No, he definitely does not.
But, I mean, which game out of those are you most looking forward to watching, if you watch any of them?
The Clipper-Warriors game will be fun to watch late that night. But, I would probably be most excited to see the Cavaliers versus the Heat.
That game was the first Christmas game announced, because everyone was like, it's going to be LeBron and Miami again.
And I really hope Dwayne Wade pulls out some energy and revives himself and really whoops for LeBron's ass that game.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to the Wizards and Knicks game, because in a weird way, I think that could be a good game.
It could be, because it's like Christmas, and if it's in New York, like, there's just something about like basketball in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
It just seems really freaking cool to me. And then it's like Christmas in Madison Square Garden in New York. It just seems like that whole situation just seems badass.
Yeah.
New York seems like a fun place to be at Christmas.
You know, I've told Alan before that on my bucket list of things I want to do before I die is I want to see a football game at Cowboy Stadium. I want to see a baseball game at Fenway. I want to see a basketball game at the Staples Center. Basketball game at the Madison Square Garden. And I want to see a Boston basketball game at the TD Garden in Boston.
TD Garden.
Like, I don't care who it is. I would love to go see a game. Staples Center has to be Lakers.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go to a Clipper game.
It's the Madison Square Garden.
Clippers against the Grizzlies.
Madison Square Garden has to be the New York Liberty. But no, I'd love to see the Knicks play live, like, in New York. Like, I would love to see the Bulls play in Chicago, but I don't want to get stabbed.
Yeah.
I don't want to get murdered after the game.
I wouldn't like to get stabbed.
And seeing a Red Sox game at Fenway or seeing a Yankees game at Yankee Stadium, like, that'd be the greatest thing you could do as a sports fan.
Yeah, that would be those are some of them things, like, even if you're not a fan of those teams, like, you would still would want to do it.
Yeah, like, if someone told me right now, like, all right, do you want to go to see a Yankees game next season? Like, why? It's going to be in New York. Sure, why not?
Hell yeah, I want
to
go.
It's in fucking New York, and we're going to Yankee Stadium? Hell yeah. It's like, though, I'm really picky about the Red Sox. Like, if someone told me, like, you want to go to the Red Sox games, like, where at Boston? Where are the seats? Yeah, it's by the pesky poles. Like, I don't know. It's at the Green Monster. Fuck yeah. I'm down. But yeah, I mean, that has nothing to do with Christmas, really, but those are just things I want
Christmas
to do.
Christmas basketball.
Yeah, that's true.
And NBA's really trying to hype up that Christmas Day game, man.
It really is. What's actually, like, would you say, like, your favorite thing about Christmas is, like, when you were a kid compared to now?
Probably, I don't know, probably when I was a kid, just waking up on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
And just, like, not having, like, opening the presents, but having, like, the presents, like, set out, like, those presents.
Yeah.
I always liked that. I just really, like, I remember really, really young, just waking up with, like, my brother, and us waking up and going and looking at all the Christmas stuff Santa Claus brought us.
And when he said, like, those presents, he was pointing at the ones under my tree right now.
I wasn't pointing.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
I assume that's what you're talking about.
I mean, those presents. Did y'all do that? Did your family do that? Did y'all have, like, Christmas presents you wrapped? And then, like, other stuff that was, like, set out during the night?
That Santa brought?
Yeah, that Santa Claus brought.
I believe we did, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we did. And, yeah, just doing that.
My favorite thing, it's pretty much that also when I was a kid, was just, you know, the present aspect. Like, when you're a kid, you don't really think about the fact that, like, oh, you get to see family, that's cool. But when you are when you're a kid, you just think presents.
Yeah. Did you open your presents on Christmas morning or Christmas Eve?
We have one present on Christmas Eve.
I swear, I never knew, like, did all families do that, or was I just the only one? Or were we the only two families that did that?
I talked to my boss about that, actually. I asked him about his family's Christmas plans this year. And he, I said, oh, are you having the kids and grandkids over? And he said, oh, yeah, we're having them over on Christmas Eve. So are y'all letting the grandkids open, like, one present? It's like, no, they're opening all their presents on Christmas Eve. Like,
yeah, see, I've heard of people doing that.
Like, that, like, what the fuck do you do on Christmas Day, then?
I don't know. Like, what, Christmas morning, man? What do you do then?
How do you explain to your kids, like, oh, yeah, Santa came early just for you? Like, I'm not going to lie. When Sarah and I, you can look behind, you see mine and Sarah's stockings hanging up right there. They're empty right now.
Oh, I see them now.
They're empty right now because on Christmas Day, we fill the stockings, and the tags read, like, to Sarah from Santa, to Todd from Santa.
Oh, that's nice of Santa Claus. Yeah, does he come in through the window right there?
Yeah, through the window without the screen. Not the one with the screen, the one without the screen.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
reveal
safe.
Which window that is for people who may know where I live, so... But, you know what my favorite Christmas ever is, I believe?
What is that?
1997.
Why is 1997 your favorite Christmas ever?
Honestly, I don't really know. I remember, we had a lot of shit at my house on Jamaica. Like, a lot of shit. I got a CD player. Jeremy and I got a few CDs. We got a bunch of wrestling figures. And the one thing I remember most about Christmas on 1997 wasn't... This didn't even happen on Christmas Day, but I can remember on Christmas thinking, oh, it's just 3 days away with Starrcade 1997.
Oh, man.
Which had Sting versus Hulk Hogan and the year-and-a-half-long feud coming to an end.
What great build-up that was.
Which, you know, I had actually read that Starrcade 97 was supposed to be the end of the NWO. Were you aware of that?
No, I was not aware of that.
It was supposed to be the end of the NWO, and if you look at the card, it makes sense, because Curt Hennig, NWO, was the United States champion. He lost the title to DDP. The semi-main event was Larry Zbysko versus Eric Bischoff for control over WCW Nitro. Larry Zbysko won. And going into the main event, Tony Schiavone is like, WCW has won back control of the WCW. They won back our United States Championship. Now, can we win back our World Heavyweight Championship? And they did. That's supposed to be the end of NWO, apparently.
It would make sense.
Yeah, that, I think that would have been a perfect ending.
Yeah, it would have been good.
Have Hogan not be gone for like 6 months to a year or something to come back as a babyface, it would have been good. But instead, they kind of ruined it.
Just like they ruined the NWO.
They put Stevie Ray in the NWO. But yeah, we're not talking about wrestling, though. It's hard not to. But yeah, that would... I love Christmas. You know, last year we did a Christmas pod, and Alan and I talked about what our favorite gift we ever received and least favorite. What would you say your favorite and least favorite gift you ever got was?
My favorite gift I ever got? Man, shit, I don't know. I don't know, man. I can't really even think of just one present that was my favorite.
What about least favorite?
Probably my least favorite.
Like, the least favorite are always a lot easier to think of, because you remember hating
it. It's not even like it was a bad present, really. I got one of those 3D puzzles one time.
Yeah.
Like, back way back.
The Puzz 3Ds?
Yeah. And I remember getting it. I was like, oh, this is cool, because I really wanted one. Like, it wasn't a bad gift when I first got it. Yeah. I wanted one. And I got it, and it was the hardest damn thing to put together in the world, and I ended up hating it. And I never put it together.
Yeah.
I remember trying to get, like, my dad to help me get it. We tried to put... Nobody could figure out how to put this stupid thing together. It was terrible, man.
I mentioned this last year. This is still my least favorite gift. I don't know if you remember this game or not. It was just, like... It wasn't even a board game, but it was a game.
Ghettoopoly.
Yeah, no, not Ghettoopoly. I still want that, though. But it was this game. Put that down there. Didn't really stand. I was like, you know the game Mr. Bucket, where you put the balls.
Yeah, Mr. Bucket.
Yeah, you put the balls in Mr. Bucket's head. This was kind of like that, except it wasn't. The bucket was Frankenstein's head, and you had to, like, I think you dug around in the head, or you dropped stuff in there like Mr. Bucket. I cannot remember exactly what it was, but it was Frankenstein's head. I played that game one time at my cousin's house when I was like 4 or 5. And I loved it. I think it was actually 6. But I loved the game. I told my mom about it. Told her how, like, this is what I'd love for Christmas. Like, you think Santa would bring this for me for Christmas? And she was like, yeah, definitely. And I opened the paper, spread it. I got so excited because I knew what it was. and it was not that at all. It was a fucking bootleg, like, secondhand version, and I remember looking at it with such, like, defeat in my face and just saying, like, yay, thanks, Santa. And we're like, I knew my mom got it for me, and I was like, this sucks. I never, ever even took it out of the fucking box.
Oh, man.
I was such an ungrateful little shit.
It's funny, like, I guess you go through stages in your life. Like, when you're younger, like we just talk about, like, getting presents is what you look forward to the most. But, like, during, like, my teenage years, you know what I think one of my favorite things about Christmas was?
What?
Going to the freaking Santa house, man.
Yeah, Santa house was...
That was one of my favorite... We did that for, like, at least, I would probably say... Y'all probably went longer than I did because y'all lived over there, so y'all probably were going there before me.
Yeah.
But I went there for, like, I would probably say, like, 4 or 5 years in a row, I think we volunteered.
Jeremy did it a couple years before I started. I started, like, in 2000... What was the first year you did it?
First year I did it had to be, like, 2002, I think. It's two, actually.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, like... It was one of those years. I did it for maybe like 5 or 6 years straight, and then I stopped. And for people out there that aren't from Memphis and don't know what Santa House is, Santa House was this great, wonderful thing.
Even if you
thing.
Are from Memphis, you might not know which Santa House we're talking about.
Santa House was this great, wonderful thing on Well Station. Is it Well Station in Bayless?
Well Station in Gray.
In Gray, yeah, that's right. And it was on across the street from Gray Road Baptist Church, across the street from Cisco's, next door to an electrician shop, and next door to a beauty parlor. And it was just this wonderful thing. Hundreds and hundreds of people came out for 13 days out of the year. It would always be open from like December 11th to December 23rd or 24th. I can't remember if it was actually open on Christmas Eve.
I don't think it was. I think it was like the day before Christmas Eve was the last day.
And it would start at like 5 o'clock and go to 8 or 9. I can't remember.
Probably 9, I would think.
And it was just fun. You know, people came up there. They donated canned goods, donated money. They got the picture taken saying lines would wrap around like the block sometimes. And it was all outdoors, so everyone was freezing their ass off.
Yes.
But what made it different than like your typical mall Santa, is you'd go in line, and when you were like 3 or 4 people before you get in line, one of the helpers, which is like me or Jesse or my brother or any other people out there that volunteered, would grab a parent and say, if you could come with me for a minute. Sometimes they knew what was up because they'd done it before. Sometimes they didn't. You got to explain as you're walking. You would take them to this box. I'm breaking kayfabe here.
Yeah.
Well, you take them to this little this box, looked like a little security box.
Yeah.
And you positioned them so they were out of the view of the kids. And when it was their turn, they went inside the box. A guy inside of the box asked them what their kid's name is, which one, and they would tell them the kid's name. Looks like, oh, it's that's Joseph.
They would be like the next person in line. The Santa Claus would look down and be like, oh, Joseph, come on up.
Yeah, Joseph, come on up. And Santa would always, he'd have his microphone, and he'd do it to his ear, because he had his earpiece in, and when he did it to his ear, that meant, tell me something.
Yeah.
And he would tell him, oh, this is Joseph. He needs to start cleaning his room. He's doing pretty well in school, but his grades are slipping, and he's like, oh. And he'd tell him the teacher's name. Say the teacher's name is like Miss Tyler. He's like, oh. You know, I know you've been doing pretty well in Miss Tyler's class, but you know your math grades, you need to do better on it. You need to do your homework. And the kid would flip and
man,
be like,
is,
oh my God.
That is so cool thinking
no
about
one,
that.
Nobody ever, no kid ever, to my knowledge, questioned that was actually Santa Claus because he knew everything.
Yeah.
He knew what you wanted. He knew your name. He knew your parents' name, your pet's name, your brother's sister's name. He knew everything about you. And what did we get paid with because it was volunteer work? Candy canes and hot chocolate.
Yes. I love the freaking hot chocolate, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What
was, I think my favorite thing to do there was, either help the kid that's up to Santa, or be the person after they see Santa to give the kids a candy cane. Because when you would give the kids the candy cane or help them up on the stage, you were like pretty much up there while everything was going on. It was really a pretty cool thing to see.
My favorite thing about working up there was honestly probably when the lines would be dead, there'd be no one up there, and it would just be me, you, Taylor, JR, Jeremy, Ashley, just outside working. And there'd be no kids, and we'd start fucking around, and we'd go in the box and be like, call Taylor up.
Yeah.
And like, Sam would be like, Taylor, is that you? And call up there and like, we'd tell him stuff, man, to say, like, yeah, tell him he needs to quit doing drugs. Like, Taylor, I heard he'd been doing drugs again. Like, the guy that played Santa, he was awesome.
Oh, man.
And everyone up there is awesome. I went up there once when they, before Santa House even started, they asked me to come up there during the day to help them make the baskets for the canned goods. And I went to Mega Market on Covington Pike with the manager to get like some turkeys and hams that the store was donating to us. Rode with them back up there. It was cool. And I got really sick that year, though. I think I was sick for like 2 or 3 months straight. Like, I had a really, really bad flu. I was sick for like 3 months. And I was laying on my couch. Actually, no, I was laying in bed, and I got a phone call from Ashley. And she said, hey, me and my mom are coming over. I was like, I'm sick. I was like, it's just going to be for a second. It's like, okay. So I got up, and I walked, got in the living room, you know, where the couch is right by the front door.
Yeah.
I laid down there and waited for them to come. They knocked on the door. And it was Ashley, and then she handed me a paper bag, a Kroger bag, and I said, thank you. And she asked me how I'm doing. I said, I'm sick as hell. She said, all right, well, I just want to drop this off to you. Have a good Christmas. Like, yeah, you too. And I looked in the bag, and it was all, like, food, like canned goods, ramen noodles, all this shit. And I was like, this is weird. And I put it down, and it didn't register in my mind until, like, a couple of days later that she gave that to me.
I know where this is going.
Because she thought I was poor.
Which is a really nice thing for somebody to do.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I want to be like, we have a lot of food. Like, now
somebody probably needs this a lot more than we do.
Yeah, now, if you look at my cupboards, I don't have a lot of food. I would gladly take that.
But, man, I'm glad you brought them up. I don't really think about it, but I've known Ashley because of the Santa House for a pretty damn long time. You've probably known her a lot longer than I have, but I've known her a lot, pretty long time, yeah, actually. And that was from the Santa House. And I remember her mom was the nicest damn lady in the freaking world, man.
Out of the one job I hated doing at Santa House, running pictures.
Yeah, I did not like doing that.
Because you had to grab the picture, run inside, go back out, and I hate taking pictures also, because they were like, it's off-centered. It's like, I don't know how to fucking take this picture with a Polaroid camera.
Speaking of pictures, there's a picture floating around somewhere. I do not know where it is or who has it. You might know, maybe. Well, but it was on MySpace, I think. It was on somebody's account. That there was a picture we all took one year, all with Santa. It was like all of us. Like me, you, Jeremy, Taylor, like Josh Shirley, Ashley, some of the other girls that worked there. There was a lot of people, and that I would kill to have that picture nowadays.
I may actually have that in my closet.
Oh, if you have that, we need to put that online right now.
I can look real quick if you want to keep talking about Santa House for a
second. I'll keep talking about Santa House, man, while Todd goes and looks for this picture. Because I remember somebody had it, and man, just, I don't know what year that, I don't know what year it was, but I could look at the picture and tell the fans out there what year this picture was took. It was on MySpace for a good little while. Or listeners, fans, it's the same anyway. But one thing, I would do anything there pretty much, but the one thing I really just did not like doing, and Todd will probably agree with me when he comes back in here, is I really hated to be the person that would grab the parent and escort them to the box. Because sometimes you'd have to wait, like have parents kind of in line. And I always had the worst fear and anxiety that I would like mess up and put the wrong parent in the thing and like completely screw the whole damn gimmick up. And that was like one of my worst freaking fears ever. And also, I remember another time, I forgot why, but our good friend Taylor was like finna get arrested for some strange reason up there because he had stole something or something like that happened. But as we were talking about earlier, our friend Ashley's mother was a great, great, very nice lady. She was like the main reason Taylor did not go to jail, like during Christmas break. Because they were there to arrest him for some reason, but she went out there and talked to him and got everything straightened out. And yeah, and she saved the day for Taylor, and he did not go to jail. And I would love to talk to him and see if he remembers that. And it appears that Todd has went and took a shower. Oh, man. It's a no-go on the picture, ladies and gentlemen.
The picture may be the house in Cordova, upstairs with some of my other stuff.
But I did find this picture of me Canadian in Santa.
Oh, man. Well, that was definitely like, damn, that's like 2003 or 4-ish right there.
Maybe a year on the back. There's not. But yeah, this was 2004, because I'm wearing my ECW beanie.
Yeah, I knew
and that
it was
DVD
around.
Came out in 2004. And this one I had my hands X'd because I was straight edge. I wasn't straight edge, though. I was more so just obeying the law.
You were more so just a 15-year-old not doing drugs or drinking.
Yeah. I made the conscious decision at 14 to stop doing drugs or drinking.
Thinking back at that, that's kind of funny.
Thinking back, it's the truth. I did make the decision to stop drinking and doing drugs.
What a great decision to make when you're 14.
It wasn't even like, I'm not ever going to do it. I'm stopped.
Maybe I
that.
Shouldn't do this at such a young age.
Yeah. Maybe I should wait until I'm at least 17. What's a good year to start? 17. Yeah. Why 17? 17. If anybody got that, it was a South Park reference. Hope y'all got that. But we're here to talk about the over-under for Christmas. Yeah. If you want to start for the overrated or underrated, because
I'll start. One last thing I wanted to say in the house I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Is, did you hear me when I was talking to them? Remember when the cops came to arrest Taylor? Remember that was really cool of her mom.
Yeah.
And another thing I was going to say is, what the fuck was I going to say? Oh, my God. I hate my life. I was going to say I hated my life. Anyway,
well, we all
I'll
knew
do
that.
The, underrated, overrated, in no particular order.
Which one are you doing first, over?
Let me look at these.
I think over should always go first.
I think under should always go first, because overrated is more
okay,
the...
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Underrated, go.
Anyway, the underrated in no particular order, and these are not the best, which I had a very hard time coming up with the five things that were very underrated about Christmas time. Number five... or just something in no particular order, is the white fudge Christmas Oreos that only are available around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Do you know these Oreos I speak of?
Yes. Those are my second favorite Oreos, only following the Halloween Oreos, which are the best tasting Oreos.
I like Halloween Oreos, but I'm going to go with the Christmas Oreos are amazing.
But I will say this. Everyone out there that fucking tells me the Halloween Oreos do not taste different than regular Oreos, yes, they do.
They're a bunch of jabrones.
They taste a lot better.
They definitely taste different and better. And, next on my list is candy canes. I don't even know if candy canes are necessarily underrated, but they're something I really like about Christmas. Do you have any candy canes on your Christmas tree here?
Oh, we don't.
Oh, well, that sucks. But anyway, you could put, like I've taken... I would, like, my parents, they would decorate the tree, and I would, like, all year would, like, take the candy canes and just, like, eat them.
Yeah.
Like, you could have, like, candy canes from, like, 2 years ago, Christmas from 2 years ago, and you could just get them right out of the box with all your Christmas stuff, and you could still eat them. They seem like they last for a long time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that was a fun thing to do for me, just get the candy canes off the tree and eat them. I really like doing that for some reason. And,
Did you like the peppermint candy canes, or do you like the flavored candy canes? Like blueberry, like blue raspberry were my favorites.
I kind of liked the both. I was more of a just peppermint fan myself.
Peppermint candy cane inside of hot cocoa from Santa House?
Yes, oh man.
Good shit.
And a bonus one that's not even in the top five, but I'll say just because it reminded me of it, was decorating a tree, man.
Yeah.
Decorating a tree was a really fun deal to me back in the day.
I mean, look how cool this one is right here.
That's a very fun bonding thing to do.
And look at this one. Fucking Pinocchio.
Fucking Pinocchio, man.
Fucking Pinocchio. And look at this one. Florida Gators football.
Florida Gators football. Brand new coach. Had to go steal him from fucking Colorado State.
Oh, yeah. A Tennessee Titans foam finger.
Foam finger, number one. That represents the number one draft pick we're gunning
for. That represents how many wins they've got this year.
If there's any Tennessee Titans fans out there that are hoping they win in the next three games,
stop it.
Go to hell. go to hell and you die.
Yeah.
Because that's not happening. And we do not need it to happen. All right. And another thing on my list of underrated things about Christmas. When Christmas comes, it only means there's a week away from New Year's, one of my favorite holidays out of the year.
New Year's is awesome.
New Year's is very, very fun and very awesome. Definitely one of my favorite holidays.
So one of your most underrated things about Christmas is what happens after Christmas?
Is when Christmas comes, you know New Year's Eve is just a week away. And I love New Year's Eve, man.
That's kind of like me, though, because like after Halloween, I'm like, Christmas is almost here.
New Year's Eve has been some of my most favorite days and favorite memories ever. It comes from New Year's Eve.
Except for the one where we were at, was it Pat's, your next door neighbor? Is that his name?
Yeah.
When we were over there, and it was me, you, Jeremy, and Paul. And we were outside freezing our asses off. And I think the keg ran out.
Oh, man. I've really got to get sidetracked, man. Everything leads to a different story. It really does. There was a party at my next-door neighbor's house. I don't think I've ever told this story on the air before. We had a party going on there. Our friend Derek was there. Derek was probably about 15 or 16 at the time. There was quite a few people there. They were like, oh, yeah, y'all can, you know, whoever wants to come on over and, you know, drink the keg and, you know, everybody hang out. It's good times. And Richie was there, my friend Richie. And he invited his sister and her friend to come over, and they were 17, 2 years older than Derek. But when they tried to come in, the Pat dude, the older gentleman that lived there, told them that they could not come to the party, they were underage.
Yep.
He told them that. They looked at Derek and said, we're like 2 years older than him, how come he can be here? And Pat's response was, yeah, maybe so, but nobody's going to rape him. And that was one of the things that sticks out to me the most about...
Like, I don't want to laugh at that because it's a fucked up thing to say, but...
I can see it. I understand it.
Yeah.
And, yes. And another underrated thing is I had to put a movie on here, man. I had to put an underrated Christmas movie on here. One of the most underrated Christmas movies,
I believe,
Batman Returns.
I always never really think of that as a Christmas
movie. Oh, it is. When was the last time you watched Batman Returns?
It's been at least 15 years.
Oh, go back and watch it. It is constantly snowing. There is Christmas lights. And there are Christmas trees. And it's going on during Christmas time. That did not spoil it. So I definitely think that is a Christmas movie.
Spoiler alert, Penguin dies.
Yes. And it's one of my... I think it's probably my favorite Batman movie. Batman
Spoiler
Returns.
Alert, Jeremy cried at the end of that movie.
I've heard. But yeah, man, Batman Returns, I had to put in one movie on there, and I had to go with that. Also, did you know Die Hard, the original Die Hard, was a Christmas movie?
Yeah, a lot of people don't consider it. It just takes place during Christmas.
I think that's kind of the same thing as Batman Returns.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Batman Returns as a Christmas movie.
All right, was that your underrated?
No, I have one more.
Oh, okay.
Something we talked about at the beginning of the episode is basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like to dribble. Oh, excuse me.
Yes, basketball or the NBA is really trying to make Christmas Day like their big. It's trying to make it their big day because there's not really any other sporting events going on that day.
Yeah, as popular as basketball is, it will never have the ratings that the NFL gets.
Oh no, definitely not. And whenever Christmas falls on a Sunday, the NBA better hope and pray that they do not have NFL games that day.
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes the NFL, when that happens, they'll just play all the games on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Not to have it on Christmas. But the NBA's ratings will get fucked if that ever happens. But yeah, that is my underrated list about Christmas. Once again, White Fudge Oreos, Candy Canes, New Year's Eve, Batman Returns, basketball, and my bonus one was decorating the Christmas tree.
My top five underrated things about Christmas, in no particular order, actually are. These are in order. Number five, oranges. And that may sound weird, that I believe oranges are an underrated thing about Christmas, but hear me out. Back in the day, oranges were a rarity on Christmas because they weren't in season, it was hard to get them, and they didn't have grocery stores. There were no grocery stores with all year-round produce sections for you to go and get them. So when Christmas came around, down in Mexico, they weren't delivering them anymore up here. So you didn't have oranges. The rare times that you had oranges, it was looked at as like a treat because they were like in December, they were out of season. So you went out of oranges on the table in Christmas time, it was a treat. It was a fucking blessing that you got a citrus fruit like an orange. And of course, now you can get oranges year round, so it's not that big of a deal. But I think about that, and I think of the oranges are an extremely underrated Christmas thing. Number four on my list, which is right beside me right here, is real trees.
Real trees.
Real trees.
Yes. I was actually thinking about putting that on there.
Like, not necessarily safe, but as... You know, getting a fake tree does not cost as much, obviously, because you could pay $200 for it, and then that's your tree for 30 fucking years. Which, we had a tree like that. It's still in my grandma's attic, probably. These trees, you get it, keep it for a month, you gotta throw it out. But they smell nice, they feel a lot cooler, and you have a tree in your house. It's a real tree.
It's like a big ass plant inside your house.
And it's not a tree like the trees that Jeremy likes. This is a Christmas tree.
This is a Christmas tree.
Number three on my list, socks.
Socks. Christmas socks.
Not even Christmas socks.
No, not the Christmas socks.
But just socks in general, because when I was a kid, anytime I got socks for Christmas, I was like, I wanted a toy. Now I hope for socks for Christmas, because my feet get cold as shit. I want some thermal socks, goddammit. And even, you know, I'll go with you. Christmas socks in general. I think it's quite adorable when my wife wears Christmas socks. And, give me a nice, comfortable pair of socks for Christmas. I'm a happy man. And number two on my list is Zoo Lights.
Zoo Lights.
Which they do down in Houston, Texas. They do in Memphis. I'm sure they do.
Houston, Texas.
I'm sure they do in other places. But Zoo Lights, if you don't have it in your city and you want to know what the fuck I'm talking about, it's something they do during the holiday season where they will have the zoos open at nighttime. They'll have specific areas open. A lot of the animals go to sleep, but here, Once Upon a Farm stays open, which is essentially the petting zoo here. Petting zoo stays open. You can go there, pet the farm animals, and there's Christmas lights all over the entire zoo. The grizzly bears are still out. The polar bears are still out. You know, shit like that. Those are still out.
Fucking Coca-Cola polar bears, man. Man, that's what I should have fucking put. The Christmas Coca-Cola bears, I love them. Number one thing about Christmas is Christmas Coca-Cola polar bears.
Zoo Lights is an extremely fun thing to do with your family, or just you and a friend. You and some friends go there. It's fun as hell. It's still fun to do, even in my 20s. I'm going there on Saturday with my nephew, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law, and Sarah. And the number one most underrated thing about Christmas is music.
Music!
But not your traditional music. This is music like Run DMC's Christmas and Hollis, The Vandals' Oi Holy Night, Bad Religion's album Christmas Songs, Khaki King's Oh Holy Night, or Pearl Jam's Christmas Songs they put out. Songs like that I fucking love. If you've never heard Run DMC Christmas and Hollis, do yourself a favor, listen to it. It is a great Christmas song. Same with Bad Religion's Christmas albums. Bad Religion released a Christmas album last year. It's still out right now. You can get it in MP3 format. You can get it on vinyl on their record, on their website. You can get it on CD format. The album all sells benefit the SNAP organization, which is Survivor Network of those who were abused by priests. And benefits a great cause, obviously. Everyone should go out and buy the album, support the band, and listen to Christmas and Hollis, obviously.
No, I almost had that on my list also.
Music?
Yes, or like not like traditional Christmas music.
Yeah.
I was going to have that as overrated, and the other type of Christmas music was underrated.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a whole Al Capone CD called Al Capone Presents Christmas in Memphis.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. But yeah, that was my underrated. Oranges, real trees, socks, zoo lights, and music.
Wow.
Do you want me to do overrated now, and you close with overrated?
Yeah, you can go ahead and do your overrated.
Okay, and let's do the top five overrated things about Christmas. Number five on my list is movies.
Movies!
And I don't mean, like, Elf Friday After Next. I mean, like, as much as I love the Rankin and Bass, like, animation movies, like Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all these movies.
So are the classic Christmas movies?
Yes, the
movies?
Claymation movies.
I was going to put that, too.
Great movies, but just, like, I've seen them so many times that I just don't like them anymore. I don't look forward to watching How to Grinch Stole Christmas, watching a Charlie Brown Christmas. Like, it's cool, but I really don't look forward to watching it anymore because I've seen it so many times. But you put on Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, Friday After Next, A Christmas Story, Elf, Fred Claus even, or The Santa Claus, I'll watch those as many times as they're on because they don't play those that often. And they're great fucking movies. I mean, I understand they don't play the other ones that often either, but I've seen them so many times because they were released like in the 60s.
Yeah. And I really don't want to sit around and watch a Christmas movie made in 1963.
Yeah. Number four on my list of overrated things, which, in one way, these are not overrated, but in the vein of Christmas they are, is gift cards / money. Mm. And by gift cards, I mean like Visa gift cards. If you're going to give me a gift card to a restaurant, or like a PlayStation Network card or something like that, that's nice because you're saying like you can buy yourself a video game or you can go out to a nice restaurant. If you get a Visa gift card, that's saying, I don't know what to get you, you go get whatever.
Yes, that is exactly true.
And money, while it's nice to get from like your uncle that you haven't seen except for once a year, your aunt you don't see once a year, it kind of sucks to get it from your parents because it's like, I didn't know what to get you. Here's $100. Here's $50.
It's kind of like, just like the Visa gift card.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like, it's nice to get money because sometimes you really need money, but at the same time, it's like a gift, like something you thought would be cool for me would have been a lot better. Number three, and I think you can probably agree with me on this, even though you've never indulged, seasonal coffee.
Seasonal coffee.
And this goes back to Halloween with pumpkin spice. But I'm looking at you, Starbucks, with your gingerbread latte, your eggnog latte, your peppermint mocha latte, your peppermint loca, or mocha, your mocha, candy loca, cane choca. Latte, all this shit. I had the eggnog latte last year. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life. The only seasonal beverage that Starbucks has that's any good, really, is the spiced caramel apple cider. That is goddamn delicious. Number two on my list is candy.
Candy.
Not candy canes, but just candy in general.
Christmas candy.
Christmas candy. I'm talking about
Christmas lifesavers.
Christmas lifesavers, Christmas gobstoppers, Peeps, you know, Russell Stover's chocolate marshmallows. Because regardless of what people think, a marshmallow is not a piece of candy. That is not a food. You're not just supposed to say, here's some candy and get somebody a bag of marshmallows. You know, if you were to tell your kid, you want some candy and you gave them a bag of marshmallows, that's the same thing as giving them Peeps, except there's probably not as much sugar in a marshmallow than there is in Peeps or a chocolate-covered marshmallow.
Because not only is Peeps is a marshmallow with sugar around.
Yeah, and it's shaped like a chicken for some weird-ass reason.
Oh, no.
There's candy in general. I love candy canes, but just the Christmas-themed candy that's more expensive than it would have been 2 months prior, like Christmas tree Oreo, or not Oreo, but Christmas tree Reese's that are not shaped like trees that cost $1.29 for a single Reese's is ridiculous. And the fact that they now sell around the holidays, 1 pound candy bars, Snickers. One pound Reese's peanut butter cups, which are half pound each. 1 pound York peppermint patty. 1 pound gummy bears.
1 pound gummy bears I can get down with.
I will say this, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm not saying I would do this now because there's no fucking way I could eat that much candy now. But if these were released when I was like a little kid, I could probably get down with a 1 pound Twix bar.
Man, Twix. Man. Or underrated 1 pound, candy bars.
Or 1 pound Almond Joy. They even have fucking 1 pound, or actually I think it's way more than a pound. They have the giant Rice Krispie Treats. Which, that's for a stoner.
It's like a big Rice Krispie Treat pizza.
Yeah. And number one list on my overrated thing is music. And if you're wondering, huh, you said it was underrated. I meant the traditional Christmas music. It's the same thing with the movies. It sounds nice, it's good, but there's too much of a fucking Jesus, like, idea about it. Like, I understand Christmas is about the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. No, it's Giftmas in my family. It's called Giftmas because that's what you... Because in my family, we care more about gifts than we care about Christ on that day. Actually, we care more about family than we do about gifts. That makes me sound like a dickhead saying that. But no one in my family, on my wife's side of the family at least, is religious, and I enjoy that about them. I'm not religious whatsoever. But this is not what this podcast is about, though. This is music in general. Like, you're Bing Crosby, you're Frank Sinatra, you're Old Holy Night, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bell Rock. I fucking hate those. Grandma Got Ran Over by Reindeer.
Yes.
I hate those songs so damn much. Jingle Bell Rock is my least favorite song ever made. I would listen to Turn Down for What 100 times before I listen to Jingle Bell Rock one time.
Turn Down for What?
Exactly. For what? I don't know.
For what?
I'll turn Jingle Bell Rock down for what? Alright, that was my overrated list. And this order, movies, gift cards / money, seasonal coffee, candy, and music.
Alright.
What is your overrated?
My overrated things about Christmas time, in no particular order, is eggnog. Eggnog fucking sucks.
Eggnog is... I love eggnog.
I'm a boiled custard person myself, or boiled custard. Custard. That's more my cup of tea, boy.
Have you ever had Evan Williams eggnog that they actually sell in liquor stores?
No, but it's probably disgusting.
It's good shit, man. I swear.
Eggnog is gross.
No, you're gross.
You're fucking gross. All right. So yeah, eggnog. I do not like eggnog. Boiled custard is good. It's very good. It tastes like a vanilla milkshake. Eggnog tastes like a piss that you dumped into vanilla ice cream.
Oh, I agree.
And another thing, and I'm not sure if this makes me an asshole for saying these are overrated because I really don't like these people.
Probably.
I don't know. Christmas carolers. I really do not understand the reasoning about going out and walking around in the cold and singing.
I don't understand the point of knocking on a stranger's door and making them feel awkward and standing there.
Knocking, it's supposed to be, oh, we go to unfortunate families and sing Christmas carols to lift their spirits. You want to lift their spirits, pay their utility bill for the month, buy them a Christmas
pull
dinner.
Pull Zach Randolph, pay their utility bills.
Do something. Come in and sing a song that they probably don't like. They probably just want to slam the door in your face, so...
It's like, okay...
I'm anti-Christmas carolers.
Hear me out on this. This is going back to religion, but I don't want it to, but it's going to. There was a video, I believe Corey shared it online. This has nothing to do with Corey, it's just it's part of the story.
It's probably terrible if Corey had
It was a video of a fire that happened at a house recently. I can't remember where it was. Fire was burnt to a crisp. Somebody went into the house with a camera and they filmed them coming out of the house holding a Bible, and they were filming it from their angle holding the Bible out like this. And the people grabbed the Bible and were like, thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. You rescued us. And they're like, thinking, your house burned down. All you have is a fucking Bible. Jesus did not do anything for you.
Yeah. Alright.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I offend anybody out there.
And, next thing on my list is Christmas, or traditional Christmas food. It goes exactly like my Thanksgiving food. I do not like...
What's traditional Christmas food?
It's like Thanksgiving food. It's exactly like Thanksgiving food. It's like Christmas hams and stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, I'm not a fan of ham or any of that. But, yeah, man, everybody's sitting around for a big Christmas dinner. Why don't you actually eat something you like instead of eating something you think you have to because it's Christmas time?
Yeah.
I feel the same way about Thanksgiving. But yeah, man, Christmas food, or like Christmas ham, Christmas freaking fruitcake, or whatever the hell people give and eat, it's retarded. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Eat what you want on Christmas. Don't eat what everybody tells you you should eat. All right. And another thing, now for my two serious things I have gripes about, is it's one thing if you're like a religion that doesn't celebrate Christmas. Like, if you're a Muslim and you don't celebrate Christmas, that's okay. If you're not a Christian and don't celebrate Christmas, that's okay. If you don't want to celebrate Christmas, that's fine with me. But
I feel like this has become a controversial Christmas.
No, it's really not. Just hear me out, because this don't have nothing to do with anything, really. But if you're one of the people that just don't celebrate Christmas, because it's just people that don't celebrate Christmas, pretty much. like, when you have kids and don't celebrate Christmas, that pisses me off. Not like when you're a Muslim and you don't celebrate kids, because that's understandable.
Wait. I feel like you're talking about somebody.
No, I'm really not, but you can think of that. If you, it kind of connects to that, but I'm really not talking about that. But, yeah, when you're just a random person and you just don't want to have Christmas, that's fine. But when you have a little kid or little kids and you don't want to celebrate Christmas, that is just fucked up in my opinion. You don't have to celebrate Jesus or Santa Claus or whatever you want to celebrate. But if you're Jewish, celebrate Hanukkah. That's perfectly fine. If you're Kwanzaa or African or whatever those people are, I don't think there's any African people from Africa listening to our podcast.
Probably not. But at one point, our biggest demographic was people from Australia.
Yeah, well, what are people in Australia? Do they celebrate Christmas?
I can't remember, because when Alan lived there, you know, he grew up in China, where he's born in China, but he grew up in Australia. He didn't really start celebrating Christmas until he moved to America. So I'm not really sure.
But like, do you understand what I'm trying to say, though? It's like, if you don't celebrate Christmas for actual reason, like if you're Muslim, or you celebrate Hanukkah.
You don't have to celebrate. I mean, I pretty much said it. You don't have to celebrate Christmas for the religious aspect. Yeah. You can celebrate Christmas for the sake of being with your family or giving gifts to your kids.
I'm not even really trying to make it about like religion. It's just like those people that are like, that try to make it about religion, and they're anti-Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be anti-Christmas. Just because you're anti-Jesus don't mean you have to be anti-Christmas. When you have little kids, when all their friends are celebrating Christmas and they're not, and they're not like celebrating anything, that just seems fucked up to me, man.
Yeah.
That seems fucked up to me.
I agree.
Anyway, and last on my list is people over the age of 16 bitching about Christmas presents.
Yeah.
About getting bad gifts. Now, when you're a little kid, when you're like 10, 12 even, and especially when you're very young, when you get a bad Christmas present, I can understand, because you don't know what the hell the real world is, honestly. But so I can understand a younger kid getting upset that they didn't get the exact toy they wanted, or somebody not getting the correct Mr. Buckethead they wanted. But when you're like 16 or 17 or 18 or anything above that, and you're pissed off that you got a certain present, I would like to slap you in the mouth.
Can I share a story?
Go ahead.
Obviously, with me, I have a great amount of stuff to be kind of thankful for, like holiday-wise. Like, I'm married. My wife's family loves me. My wife obviously loves me. I have a great relationship with that family. Great relationship with my blood family. You look on our tree. We have a few gifts under there. I expect more gifts. I got more gifts from Sarah. I'm getting more gifts from her parents, from my mom, all this stuff. But like, the gifts aren't the thing that I like most about Christmas. It's just like being able to see my extended family. It's seeing like family I don't get to see that often. It's hanging out with it's seeing my like, seeing like my wife get like overjoyed with the stuff I bought her. That like, knowing that she actually likes it is a great feeling. And a few years ago, it may have been last year, Jeremy told me, my older brother, told me that he doesn't like Christmas. And I said, why? And he said, and I quote, he didn't say why. I said, I love Christmas. He said, yeah, well, you have people that actually buy you presents. And I said, well, that's not why I love Christmas. And that, I mean, that what you just said made me think of that, because his idea of Christmas is presents. Like, he'll never admit it, but he used to, we were kids, we went to my great-grandmother's house. Every year she'd give us, we'd leave there with like close to like $300 from the various family members that would give us like $20 each.
Fuck yeah.
And when we turned 18, that stopped. Because when you turn 18, you're an adult, you no longer get presents from everybody, your name goes in a hat for drawing Secret Santa presents in that family. Jeremy turned 18 2 years before me. So he stopped getting gifts before me.
I can see why that would piss somebody off, honestly.
But, I mean, he didn't stop getting gifts from everybody, he just stopped getting gifts from like my great-grandmother, like $20 from her and everything. But my grandfather still bought him gifts and everything, and
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, really. I don't think... You don't have to do the little Secret Santa thing or the one present for... Like, I can still understand somebody's buying somebody presents, but But I don't think if you get a bad one, I don't think you should be like all pissed off about it.
No, but like his thing was, he'll never admit to this, but he, a couple of years, Christmas, he didn't go over there. And I knew it was because he wasn't getting a gift. He never would admit that. He would say he just didn't feel like it, or he was feeling bad, or there was a death in the family. He said, go on over there and make him feel too bad. I never believed that. I honestly, in my heart, believed it was because he wasn't getting gifts. He saw no point in visiting with that family because he knew he wasn't actually going to leave with any presents.
Well, Jeremy, if you're listening to this, what do you got to say about yourself?
I thought you were going to say, Jeremy, listen to this, I'm going to slap you in the mouth.
Tweet at us, Jeremy, and tell us what you think.
Tweet at us, Jeremy, at DownWithLLPod on the Twitter.
But, yeah, just to finish that up, when you're like 17 and you got like any kind of present and you don't like it and you're all pissed off about it, you should really feel lucky that you're even able to get a present, because there's so many people in America that it's not that they don't celebrate Christmas, they can't celebrate Christmas.
I donated gifts last night to Toys for Tots.
Yeah, exactly.
And I did it for a couple reasons. One, because it's a great cause. The other is because I got to meet the entire Memphis Grizzlies and I got their autographs. And you can only get the autographs if you donate to Toys. I mean, it's a great initiative to get the autographs or to donate toys. You say, you do this for charity, we'll give you something cool. And it's a great thing. I mean, there's a ton of great toys. Like, people didn't go to, like, Dollar Tree and get toys. There were, like, big Transformers, good Lego sets. There was a couple of bikes. And, like, people donated real good shit to them.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad I had a good turnout.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Some families just can't celebrate Christmas. And when you're some little punk-ass kid, or not even a kid, but a punk-ass teenager getting mad that you didn't get the new Jordans that didn't come out, or you didn't get the new Jordans, you got the old pairs. Should really think about that.
Yeah, Joseph.
Tibbs. I know who you are.
I never had a pair of Jordans. I had a pair of Rodmans.
I never had a pair of Jordans. I was never a big basketball shoe guy.
I've always loved basketball shoes until recently. I just got into running shoes and skate shoes.
But yeah, man, that about covers it for mine. Once again, my 5 overrated things about Christmas. Eggnog, because eggnog sucks. Christmas carolers, because they're annoying. Christmas food, because why the hell should you be forced to eat a food when shouldn't you just eat a food that you actually want to eat? People not celebrating Christmas for stupid reasons and pissing off or fucking up their kid, make their kid look dumb and sad and left out of everything else. And asshole teenagers and adults, they get pissed off when they don't get the good presents, when some families can't even get presents.
Yeah. And, ladies and gentlemen, we hope everyone out there enjoyed this podcast. Hope everyone has enjoyed the past year of podcasts. For Down with Lucha Libre, I am Todd Suliano.
And I am Jesse Matthews.
And we hope you all have a happy holidays, a happy new year. Enjoy everything about the holidays, and...
Wait, just stop. We're not done yet. I gotta tell one more story.
Oh, okay.
I forgot... There's the biggest interruption to an ending ever. We never done it. I had to do it right now.
Okay. Oh, the GameCube story.
Yeah, the GameCube story. I have to get this in.
You promised us last week.
Yes, this is a very good story. When GameCubes first came out, I got one. I didn't get it, like, they probably came out in November. I was getting mine on Christmas. Mine was under the tree. A week before Christmas, when my parents was asleep, I snuck in the living room, got the present, took it in my room. Do you know where this is going?
I think I do.
I unwrapped the GameCube, played it all night, played Luigi's Mansion all night. Luigi's Mansion is a very underrated game.
I love that fucking game. You know they made Luigi's Mansion 2.
Yeah. And I played Luigi's Mansion all night. At the end of the day, before my parents woke up, I took it, wrapped it back up, and put it back under the tree. Maybe one of the most fucked up things I've ever done in my entire life.
Yep.
But, I had to get that in. I'm sorry.
That's all right. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, for Demolition Man, I'm Todd Suliano.
I'm Justin Matthews.
And have a happy holidays and a happy new year. And enjoy your family. Enjoy your time this holiday season. We will see you guys in 2015.
Woo! Next year.